Thunder Mountain didn't send their best kids, so there wasn't many people there. Ketchikan had a whole bunch of kids, but there wasn't much competition. We ended up second in the boys both days, and that was just because we got outnumbered. Without Thunder Mountain there, looked like we were in the top four or five. Our three kids would be in the top four or five every race, but then they would take all the places under that. And they had an extra relay that we couldn't field. And
okay, so even though they weren't taking the top spots, they're getting points
right,
for
they
how many?
Outscored us for all the other spots.
Interesting that that can be another way that the points go.
Yeah.
Because there have been meets where Petersburg has done so well in the top spots that they would get a lot of points.
Yeah. Well, and if there's other strong teams there, that helps us because it takes those empty spaces away that just get filled in with numbers.
Okay. And Thunder Mountain, why didn't they send
They sent
setters?
A group to Anchorage last weekend, and they didn't want to travel again this last weekend.
So the boys got second. Was there anything for the girls?
They were third both days, but there was only three of them there. So we really got ran over on the number thing. But the kids all swam well.
But there's only still four girls on the team this year.
Yeah.
So how does this feel where you're at right now in the season in terms of going into regionals and state?
It all looks really good. We trained really hard the week before the meet. And actually, when I saw that we were, you know, in the top three or four of everything with, you know, the three or four guys would be winning everything, I pretty much ran a practice right before the meet each day. So they were pretty tired, but they still raced really well. We had some best times.
You didn't want to give up some days down there?
Right.
I see. And so regionals will be here in Petersburg?
Right. In 4 weeks.
In
2 weeks, we go to Sitka.
One more meet in Sitka, then,
and then home.
Regionals here at home, and then hopefully state.
Right.
Okay. What are you telling the team right now?
Basically, I just tell them that we still need to work hard. We're not quite where we want to be yet. They look really good, but I don't want them to rest on that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after this weekend where they won everything, it's easy to get a little overconfident maybe. But we have the clock to race too, so that helps.
They can actually see the times and compare it to their own personal bests.
Right.
So Sitka, who's going to be there?
Thunder Mountain, and I'm not sure who else. Been with Thunder Mountain every single time, which is good. They have really good kids to race.
So you have 2 weeks to prepare for Sitka.
Yep.
And then two more for Ketchikan. Okay, well, sounds good. Anything else that you wanted to tell us about the meet in Ketchikan?
Our divers did well. We had a couple extra divers this time. Well, Isabel and Britton again. Britton won on Friday, and then Ian Fleming dove for us on Saturday, and he won on Saturday. And Isabel won on Saturday. She only dove on Saturday. So our divers are doing well.
Three for three.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. And our relays were winning, and it was good.